T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm John McDevitt with Paul Kurtz. If you ever grumbled about Pennsylvania's archaic regulations on alcohol, you can blame the politicians who are running the show when the 21st Amendment was passed.
The National Constitution Center's Sarah Winsky says, with enforcement placed in the hands of the states, Pennsylvania chose a state-run system over a model that issued licenses to private businesses.
And that's where really all the laws that we know since come, Sunday blue laws, closing times, you can't buy alcohol on election day, all these weird patchwork of laws that exist across the state.
Another prohibition legacy. Speakeasies. They're trending.
Tim McAleer owns an Old City sightseeing company and is putting together a trolley tour.
So it's going to be called the Urban Bourbon Tour. You'll get on the trolley, you can bring some alcohol with you, and then along the way, we're going to stop at different places to do bourbon tastings.
One of the stops will be the Franklin Mortgage and Investment Company in Center City, named after the place that Boo Boo Hop used to launder his bootleg money.
Ian Adamczyk is the head bartender.
It's a long, narrow space lit primarily by candles, and our bar top is very small. It's only 4 seats. So generally, most of what we do is table service for our guests.
Prohibition repeal brought the return of breweries, but only 20 reopened in Philadelphia, and they spent the next 5 decades fighting for survival.
By 1987, beer historian Rich Wagner says they were all gone.
And for the first time since 1685, there's not a brewery in Philadelphia.
But just 1 year later came a second rebirth when the first craft beer operation opened in Center City.
And now we have this proliferation of new kinds of breweries and a very active brewing center.
With John McDevitt, I'm Paul Kurtz, KYW News Radio.